Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you bore our sins in your body on the cross that we might live in righteousness. So this evening, have mercy on us. Grant us a holy and peaceful life now and in the world to come. For with the Father and the Holy Spirit, you live and reign forever.
Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was an olive grove, and he and his disciples went into it. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the grove, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said, and Judas the traitor was standing there with them. When Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again, he asked them, "Who is it you want?" They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." "I told you I am he," Jesus answered. "If you are looking for me, then go." This happened so that the words he had spoken would be fulfilled. "I have not lost one of those." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his ear. Jesus commanded Peter, "Put your sword